Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa ngā tanahira toko wingwa. This is your Wātea News. Former Minister Shane Jones says tougher measures need to be taken to ensure all workers at the border are vaccinated for COVID-19. Yesterday, health authorities tested more than 100 workers who were involved in the unloading of the container ship Rio de la Plata at Tauranga last week. At least 87 were unvaccinated. The port company said today it had received informal notification 109 tests had come back negative. It said almost all of its own frontline staff are vaccinated, but there are dozens of companies that work on the port, and the border order making vaccination compulsory was only introduced on July 14. Mr. Jones says if the Delta variant gets into the community, there will be a multi-billion dollar economic hit.
I just find it absolutely unbelievable that we've still got men and women working in that context who aren't vaccinated. Yeah, I just think that this love, friendliness and compassion that the leadership of the current government has been known for runs the risk of causing more economic carnage. If you're on the front line, you get vaccinated. If you don't want to get vaccinated, give them another job.
Shane Jones. New rules are coming in for vaping and smokeless tobacco products. Associate Minister of Health Dr. Ayesha Birrell says they cover packaging, product safety and the responsibilities of manufacturers and importers. A health warning must appear on the front and back of packaging in English and Te Reo Māori, and safety messaging must also be displayed. To help reduce the attractiveness and appeal of vaping products to young people, cartoons and toys on packaging are banned. From November 28, vaping and smoking in motor vehicles carrying children will be banned. Dr. Verrall says there will be a focus on ensuring protections for children and young people are effectively implemented and enforced. Auckland art gallery Toi o Tāmaki may have its senior Māori curator slip its net, but the Arts Foundation has recognised Nigel Burrell's value. It gave Mr. Burrell its first He Momo Moment in Time Award for his work on Toi Tū Toi Ora, contemporary Māori art, the landmark survey exhibition that was going up on the walls when the gallery accepted his resignation. The honour, which includes a $25,000 gift, will also be awarded in a year when an individual or collective has had significant impact and moved the needle on the New Zealand arts landscape. Mr. Burrell says he was humbled and surprised at the tohu.
Curators and art administrators usually sit on the other side of the coin. We're the ones bringing things together, and it's a rather invisible job, to be honest. So to be acknowledged for it is really humbling. And the real reward is, for me anyway, is not the award so much as everyone's response to the show.
Mr. Burrell says as well as continuing to work on his own art making, he is curating the opening exhibition for the Waido Māori Art Gallery at the Handawasa Art Centre in Whangarei in December. And that is your Wātea News.